If you want to know what's on our minds, if you want to know what's in our eyes, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. If you want to know that we are here, if you want to know that we are queer, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 4 of Queer Eye for the Pink Eye, the weekly podcast where two queer roommates from Vancouver have a rotating guest and talk about...
I'm rotating as we speak.
He's spinning around in circles.
It's like The Exorcist, people!
We are broadcasting to all the faggles out there.
And yay, faggles!
Faggles, we decided in episode 2 are friends of the gays.
Love it.
Gay or straight, but friends of the gays. Today we have Marco joining us.
Hi.
And Marco, I'm just going to say this, is a beautiful, beautiful, suavely dressed man.
Thank you.
Marco is of the gay. He is many other things, including a actor and teacher. But you know what people want to know about?
What?
That you were peeing in a very popular movie.
Out of my finger.
Out of your finger.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, I know that it's been overdone for you, but not overdone for our faggles.
Well, no, you know.
And people are excited about it.
Is that one of the scary movies?
Yeah.
Shut up!
You didn't know? Yeah, I peed out of my finger.
I did not know. That's really one of the aliens, wasn't it?
Yep.
Good to know, alien.
I love that you're all going to watch this and you're still not going to know who I am. Unless you watch through the credits.
Oh, shit. Damn you, people, and your
damn
diligence.
Damn you. I got paid a lot of money to piss out of my finger, I'll tell you.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, but I'll still say
that's what he or she said. Are we playing that game again?
That's what E.T. said.
I think.
Are you gay?
I think that's the thing.
I'm a lesbian, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, I'm glad.
Well, I figured, I just wanted to check, you know. Because you don't look like you're, you know, you don't look like your typical lesbian. You're not wearing plaid.
I'm wearing stripy killers. No, I totally am. This is not even close to the first time I've heard the statement.
And her hair goes past her ears.
Oh.
She. Do you want to hear some gossip about Diana?
Yeah.
Ooh.
She has.
Hear it.
All of her long-term sex partners have been straight girls. And by all, I mean her too.
I have slept with 3 straight women.
But that happens to a lot of... I think that... gay women sleep with straight women more than gay men. No, that's bullshit.
Come on.
But you know what? I've never understood that. I'm not. There's so many gay men who are fascinated by sleeping with straight men, but I really like sleeping with a man who wants to suck my cock too.
Yeah,
that's kind of hot for me.
I don't know what to say. I would ideally like a lesbian because I've gone down the straight girl road before, and it is self-defeating. It's crazy towns, like, it's fun as it lasts, but if they're straight, they're gonna go back to straight, right? So, they're self-defeating to some degree, but, having had various lovers and various levels of... I don't want to use the word training of them, but... Oh. Well, they don't know. They don't go into it.
Well,
like,
when you're this good.
Well, so, I think various women come to very aptitudes when it comes to sexual who knows. But I don't know where my original thought was about this. I got distracted and now I'm blushing.
Well, this is the thing. I think that taboo is sexy. I think that, and I don't know, chime in when you want, but I heard this discussion about burlesque. And they were talking about how when the women take off their tops, they're still pasties. And one of the partners in the discussion, actually, this is a podcast I was listening to, and one of the people said, I don't know, if I don't actually see nipple, it's kind of like, well... And I was thinking about this, and it's actually kind of hot to see nipple. And why is it hot to see nipple? Because you don't ever get to see nipple on a girl. Like, that is... It's taboo, because you don't get to see it that often. And it's what's taboo that's hot, and I feel that in some way... coming out has lessened the hotness of sleeping with a guy for me. So I know, like, I'm all down for nudist and, like, don't cover up the human body. I understand that argument. And then there's a part of me that's like, cover up that fucking human body because I want to still think that that's hot. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean with the idea of taboo?
I think that's a very typically North American thing, too, though. Because I think that in other parts of the world, like in Europe, for example, the human body is celebrated in a different way on television, in the media. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm of Italian background. Big surprise with the name Marco. But the, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have every variety show has tits in it. And it's like, you see it all the time, but it's celebrated in a different way. And it's still beautiful. Mm-hmm. Did you just burp?
That was a burp.
It seemed like a treat, though. That was pretty good. Yeah, yeah. That's
what happens when you drink beer. It only gets better when you pull attention to it.
I think it also depends on which part of the male or female body you are attracted to. Like, for me, a man is not naked if he's got his sax. If he's got his sax on.
I know, like a saxophone.
Just everything.
If he's got his socks on, like socks to me, feet. When something happens in the spring when the shorts happen, and like to see an ankle in a sneaker, drives me a little bit crazy.
Because you don't usually see it.
You don't usually see it.
And that's the point I'm making. And I
fine, you're right.
See, everyone agrees a little bit. And
it is true.
It's a very hard thing to agree with because you want to celebrate the human body. And so for me, covering up the body isn't necessarily about not celebrating it. And it's such a hard line to draw because then it gets to the point where there's like people in women wear burqas.
Okay, but you know what though? It's also like so I guess the thing that I'm sort of disagreeing with is the fact that you chose the word nipple. Like, and you chose the nipple as the part. Whereas like you look at geishas and to expose the nape of the neck is it's just about the part that you choose. And when you say burqa, it's like, then it's the face. That becomes the part that's fetishized, right?
Yes.
Because it's hidden.
Yes.
And so when we reveal it, but it's pretty random about the part of the body. Like, I mean, an ankle? Really?
Anything, exactly. Yeah. Anything that is usually covered. And that's like when you wear the burqa, then it's like every part of the body is suddenly becomes erotic and amazing.
So am I turning you on now that I've taken my burqa off?
Hell yeah. Beautiful cheekbones.
It was a little awkward when you entered with the burqa.
I just thought I'd try something different.
It must be good in the winters, though.
My question is, though, can I put my pants back on? Because this is a podcast, so nobody can really tell that I'm...
I would prefer to see you erect for the remainder of this play. This radio broadcast podcast.
Fine.
So I think it's time to transition to our first segment. Weekly highlights. Weekly highlights. Okay, so in this segment, we just talk about what stands out from our week for us. Positive, negative. What's your week like?
What's the happen?
What's your week been like, Diana?
I have a funny story to share. It's not a story that happened to me, but it happened to someone I know, and I think it's funny enough that I feel the need to share it.
Better not be long.
That is hurtful. And yes, it is. I'm going to make it extra long. I'm just going to pause a lot in the middle of it.
Nice.
Just piss you off. So I recently have a friend who's recently unemployed, and girl needs money. So she's all like, okay, I'm going to go on Craigslist. I'm going to find some housekeeping jobs I can do because I'm ungainfully unemployed. She needs cash. So she
is an illegal immigrant.
Yes.
No more lemon pledge.
No Superman.
No Superman. No lemon pledge. Okay, anyways, she's not of Mexican descent, but it doesn't matter. Anyways, so she responded to an ad from this dude who's all like, come to my place and clean it. And I'm like, anyways. So she was telling me about this experience after she survived it. So no harm, no foul, because there was no actual assault. But it was creep factors up the wazoo, so I gotta tell you this.
Very few things good come from Craigslist.
I got an amazing table and chair set for $300. It's fantastic.
See?
Smoked glass and Italian leather.
Was there a little sexual assault thrown in for
me? I was hoping because he was really cute, but he had a girlfriend and they were trying to get rid of it. And
The only good thing to come from Craigslist is furniture.
There you go.
Okay. And who's so she shows up and it's a one bedroom apartment downtown, and this dude who's like 45 and kind of pudgy and kind of bald and has crooked teeth, and She says she doesn't. He doesn't have glasses, but I picture like creepy. I picture 70s like pedophile glasses, and so he's all like, "Yeah, I just need you to clean because I live here with my ex girlfriend, but we live here together. So I want you to clean, but I don't want you to clean too well because I don't want her to know that it wasn't me." She's like, "Okay, well, fair enough, right? Like, who knows? This might be a lazy fucker and whatever." So she's tidying and stuff. But as she's tidying, he keeps, like, grilling her on all these questions. He's like, so you're wearing black. I see you're wearing black. I like black. Why are you wearing black? And she's like, I don't know.
Ew.
And he's like, you got a boyfriend? Because you're very pretty. You got a boyfriend? She's like, actually, I'm dating a woman right now. And he's like, oh, okay. And then...
Dating, like, a woman? Who is she dating?
That would be myself, actually. Thank you. Mm. So, and then so... He continues to, like, grill her, and he's like, and this woman, she is a nurse who is unemployed at present. So he's like, you're a nurse, huh? They don't wear those costumes those uniforms anymore. They have to wear scrubs, huh? So and she's like, okay, but so she's trying to clean.
The whole time he was in grease stained underwear, scratching his inner thigh. Right?
I think there is I'm picturing a seedy robe opened with chest hair exposed. I don't know if that's true or not. But so he's, like, talking, and he's like, oh, my ex-girlfriend lives here, and, you know, I'm so horny. We broke up, like, a couple months ago, but I'm so horny, but we're not sleeping together. And he's like, so I went to my ex-girlfriend, I asked her for a blowjob. She said, you know, well, you should pay me for this.
What?
I know. And then my friend, she said, to rights, like, good for her. And he's like, what? You agree with her? And she's like, yeah, you're not even dating anymore. Why should she give you blowjobs? And so he's all like, So he continues to watch her creepily the whole time she's cleaning. No TV on, no music, just watching her.
But now he's opened up the door of paying someone for a blowjob.
For sex, exactly.
And she fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
I know, it's so funny.
He's also stroking a cat.
Ew. Yes,
sensually.
Or his own penis, or something. Ew.
So he's talking
to her. He's pulling at his inner thigh hair at this point.
Oh. So, meanwhile, she's cleaning, and it's so awkward. She's like, meanwhile, she's picturing self-defense maneuvers. She's picturing jumping through window and thinking, I can survive if I hit the ground from this height. She's, like, picturing exits from, like, rape scenarios. Ugh. And he sparks a joint, and he starts smoking, and he's like, you want to smoke with me? She's like, nope, no, I do not. No, thank you. And then, one of our friends said, okay, he's paying you by the hour, like, stall, trying to take more time cleaning, right? But she's like, forget that. I'm trapped in this creepy dude who's, like, sitting there watching me. She's like, I'm cleaning fast. So she cleans the apartment as quickly as possible. And then, so it comes to, finally, she's like, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna go now, okay? And then so they kind of stand awkwardly, and he's like, well, I guess I should pay you. And she's like, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gives her the money, and then he kind of acts like he's going to lean in to give her, like, a hug or a kiss or something. And she kind of, like, full-on, like, backs up, because, like, what the hell, man? You know, we're fucking some random stranger who just cleaned your apartment. And then he kind of, like, got the non-verbal and backed off. And he's like, well, maybe you should stay for tea. I can make us some tea. And she's like, nope, not staying. Nope. He's like, put your feet. And she's like, nope, I'm gonna go now. So she runs away. And then so I ask her, I'm like, okay, well, that's a horrible scenario. What, like, was there anything in his emails that made you, like, looking back in hindsight, kind of gave away that maybe you should never do this again, like, this, like, particular red flags? And she's like, well, now that she looked back again at the email, she noticed that when he said she should come over for 2 o'clock, he had written come as, instead of C-O-M-E, he had spoken as C-U-M-E, and she hadn't noticed it?
Oh, no.
Which is, like, those obvious things. So this dude thinks this chick's all, like, hot and horny, coming over to come, C-U-M, over. And then she's all like, no, I'm going to clean your apartment and look at you with disgust. It was so, it's so funny. I'm like, dude, this is why you don't go to the, like, housekeeping section of Craigslist if you want sex. Go to the prostitute section. I'm sure there's one there.
Well, you know, like, really.
Come on. That made me laugh so hard when I heard that story.
Oh, if you guys could just see what Joey's drawing, it's really, really, like, repulsive. A perfect depiction of what this person might look like.
Mark, are they going to see it or going to post it?
Are you going to post it?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
What was the highlight of your week? What stood out from your week, Marco?
I had an amazing week of reconnecting with people. Like, just every night of this week since last Friday was when it began, has been a different day of reconnecting with the different people from out of town and just friends that I hadn't seen for a long time. And sorry, not as interested as creepy fucking clean me up guy, but that's the theme of the week.
She had that ready to go.
She had that ready to go.
I did, yes.
You know, I don't have a very interesting week either. I was trying to think, like,
what? Either. That's interesting to me. Don't you diss my reconnection.
I am just saying you said it wasn't as interesting as come on your face while you clean my house. So, I'm just going with that.
Can I also add a little footnote to this story?
He had a foot fetish.
I don't know if he did, but, I just think it's hilarious how many warning signs she didn't see until it was, like, too middle of the situation to get out of. But when she was in the middle of it, he said that, oh, yeah, I had an Asian girl come over. And, you know, I did not invite her back. I thought she cleaned for me, but I didn't have her bring her back. So he always
is that said, because she cleaned too well? Or because he doesn't like Asian girls? Or
I think it's his fetish type is not Asian girls, but Asian girls wouldn't notice the C-U-M versus the C-O-M-E if he decided to do that to her.
But she still came over.
There's like an ESL thing aspect to it, right? So she's like, me clean apartment? And then he's all like hoping for a BJ, and she's just there to clean. So two swings and a miss so far for that fella.
That's why I say nothing good comes of Craigslist, because I honestly feel it's synonymous with like everything seedy. Like it's like Maury Povich, not even like what's the Jerry Springer, like that's Craigslist. Like that, it's just like I feel like if you're putting an ad on there, that is like you're almost intentionally understanding that is like you're a seedy person expecting seedy encounters.
It's kind of DL. Well, yeah,
I get it, but she wasn't looking for a seedy encounter. No. She just wanted some cash on the barrel job. Right? Granted, she doesn't want the government to know about said profession and job.
Seedy.
It is seedy, but she's always
illegal
like,
immigrant. Okay, there is a couple things exciting about my week, but I was really happy it snowed, really. That was the highlight. I was, like, so excited for so long.
Oh, that's true.
That it was going to snow. Like, I'm, like, checking my WeatherEye app on my phone. I'm like, what's going to happen next? Since November snowfall.
Because you don't drive.
You know what? Okay, so for our international listeners, we live in a city that is probably the warmest in all of Canada. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of rain and a little snow.
A lot of rain.
A lot of rain.
And I like my winter wonderland. So I kept, like, we had this dump in November.
Of snow.
And I got super excited about it because I...
Of snow.
I love the like white coat over everything, and then all of a sudden washed away like it always does here, and I'm checking my weather app.
It rains a lot.
I feel that in my uterus. It's such a deep rumble. I feel his voice in my uterus. Oh my god, there it is. Wow. Can I employ as my vibrator?
Absolutely.
They've been telling us this is going to be the coldest winter. Yeah. My mom sent me money to buy a $350 winter jacket to keep myself warm during the coldest winter ever in Vancouver.
Bitch, my mom hasn't sent me anything to buy anything. Congratulations. I'd be like, Gucci, hi, blazer. It's going to keep me warm enough.
It's so stylish. It repulses the elements.
Apparently, when they said this, it was opposite day in the media because it's been 10 degrees consistently throughout this winter season.
Boo-hoo. So what? You know, why don't you just move to fucking Toronto or Edmonton, 40 below, with like 6,000 below with the wind chill? I had a scarf on my face and it was covered in ice because I was breathing. My nostrils. That's disgusting.
That is
eyelashes
disgusting.
Frozen. I don't know why you people live there. You're just wrong. That's like people who live in Mississippi who live on riverbeds that flood every year. Like, it's just stupid.
I couldn't handle it. They build underground tunnels in the coldest places.
Montreal, you can live underground for 3 months, but why would you want to do that? Well, because you know what? I would almost do that to live in Montreal because
Montreal's pretty cool. They connect like the malls to like apartment buildings. Seriously, they do. Mm. They have these tunnels and they like seal up bus stops. You can put just the door and it closes over. I haven't been there, I've heard. But
you've never been to Montreal?
Nope.
No, I really want to go.
Oh, you really need to go.
Okay, can I add another side note of Joey and the snow? So it did snow for half of one night, and it was like a good snow, and it was in the downtown area, which never happens. And I'm watching TV, and Joey is perched in the like a fucking cat by the window. He's just got his little, I don't think it was a cup of tea, just watching the snowfall.
It was a beer.
It was a cup of gin.
A cup of gin. Once in a while, he'd like bat at the snowflakes like a cat, like ding, 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 like little cat paws. And I'm like, Joe, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. Like, for seriously, like 4 hours, he just sat at the window watching the snowfall.
4 hours is an exaggeration, but honestly, like, it was quite a long time. I was supposed to be planning a lesson, and who wants to plan a lesson when there's snow falling graciously outside and everything's becoming coated in white? I grabbed a beer, and I curled up like a cat against the chair. I stared out the window for half an hour, and then I said, this is too much, I gotta finish my lesson. Finished my lesson.
And he said, meow, and cleaned himself with his tongue.
I licked my hand, rubbed it across my face, grabbed another beer, and sat in front of the window for another half an hour.
It is beautiful, I will agree with you all, but there's something, there's certain situations in Vancouver that happen that cause complete and total mental retardation.
Oh God, we got a transit system, subway, but it's not a subway, it's like a different version, like above it's a SkyTrain, it's above way, it's SkyTrain because it's above ground, although this new line goes below ground for a while.
You gotta dip down every
You while. Get a flake of snow on this track, and the freaking thing explodes. It turns into flames, it blows off the tracks, people are screaming into the river.
That is not true at all,
It's really ridiculous. It's like driving, like I have no problem driving in the snow. I've had a couple of winters in the interior. I'm comfortable. I have all season radials on my car. It's all good. I have no problem driving in the snow. Mm-hmm. But the minute that there's three snowflakes on the road,
people turn into
2-year-old children and they forget how to drive. It's the same thing that happens when you enter Granville Island. People just lose all reason.
That's true.
Have you ever walked around Granville Island? Is this little sort of like, it's a part of town in Vancouver, but like everybody just like you go into the market and people just like, I don't know, people, it's just retarded.
They lose their shit. It's true. People don't
know how to walk. Don't know how to do anything.
Taking melons. They're like running. They're like, where's the bathroom?
It's hysteria.
They're peeing on Donairs.
It's ridiculous.
And so the driving
is like that too. Like the snowfall that you mentioned in November. I'm driving to work in the morning and I'm going really slow because that's what you do.
Yes.
Everybody listen. You know what you need to do? A segment on really bad drivers.
I have
rules. I have like a whole set of rules that I'll give you. Like when you're turning right, pull over and turn right. Don't turn out of the center lane, people. Can you please? I know there's only 100 people listening to this, but if you tell 2 friends and so on and so on and so on, then maybe the word will get out that you're supposed to pull over. That's when you're not allowed to park right next to the stop sign at the intersection, is so you can pull over and get out of the way when you turn. But like, yeah, things happen when it snows. That's just, I'm going to stop my rant.
All right, let's move on to our next segment.
Our next centipede.
Oh, fuck. The human centipede.
Don't even. Terrible. That's just like.
That's just disturbed, man.
2 hours of my life I want back.
Do you watch it?
Of course I did. My friend has a Netflix.
Let's move on to the next segment. I want to know who Marco would want to punch in the fucking face.
In the fucking face.
Sometimes someone pisses you out so much you want to punch the man in the face.
Wow.
So, something that pisses you off, something that annoys you so bad.
Could be a person, could be a collective, could be an idea, could be a thing. Punch it in the face.
Wow.
Right in the fucking face.
Right in the fucking face. Gordon Campbell, fuck you, you fucking cock-sucking, drunk, not that drunk is bad, son of a fucking whore, fuck you for destroying the entire province and lying to all the people of British Columbia.
Hell yeah!
I punch you, in the face, and I punch you in the junk as well. Because you know what? You sackless son of a whore, you deserve it.
Woo!
Now, although politics bore me to death, I just want to give you a really quick recap. Gordon Campbell is the premier
asshole
of BC. He's the elected politician to
Olympic
run
bastard
the province of BC. So he was he's the leader of the Liberal
Cuts
Party.
To arts and education.
And everything vital.
Fuck
and
you and healthcare, asshole.
Sold out for the goddamn Olympics.
Suck.
Son of a
No,
beehive.
I don't even want you touching me, you asshole.
That's
don't suck
right.
anything.
Don't.
Get the fuck out of Dodge,
right.
bitch. Thank God you quit. Get the fuck out of
right.
Dodge.
Thank
yeah,
you.
He recently resigned himself as head of the Liberal Party in BC, and
shame.
What is it that...
Shame!
What is it that pisses you off the most, Marco, about...
That he's a fucking liar. That he... Okay, you know what pisses me off the most? You really want to know?
Hear it.
The fucking commercial. The Olympic commercial. The Olympic commercial that caught... He said we weren't going to spend any money on advertising.
As the world knows, we recently hosted the Olympics 2010.
Well, yeah, here we are. The place to be. The best city on earth. Whatever. Yes, we are. But whatever. We don't need to tell everybody else because we still want to be able to afford to live here.
Yes.
And so 3.6 billion. I don't know. Gajillion. I don't know how many, 36 million to pay Sarah McLachlan and fucking the guy from Will and Grace to fucking sit there and go, you gotta be here. Well, you know what? Cunt, they already were here.
Yeah.
Then so why do you gotta show them the commercial when they were already here? It's like, so why? Pointless. It's such a waste of money and that wasn't supposed to come out. And there's people starving on the street.
I agree with this.
Fuck.
That
children who don't get educations. Teachers getting laid off, and we gotta have Eric McCormick and fucking Sarah McLachlan tell people we gotta be here. Come on, fuck off. Gordon Campbell, you're a cunt.
I want to give a fucking hoot to that, because I agree with him so much.
Blunt.
No, it's awesome. It's so awesome.
I hate you. Go drive drunk in Maui and get fucking arrested again, bitch. Woohoo! I hate you.
Yep.
Yeah, Gordon Campbell, our liberal leader of the province, got caught drunkenly driving and got a whole mugshot, and that was like a big blow-up thing here in political news in BC. He is a bit of a dick. Everyone hates him. I don't even know how this guy got elected.
Yeah.
Because of the rich fucking cocksucking assholes, not that cocksucking is a bad thing,
yes,
out there who voted for him. Like, people, wake up. Poor people go to not that poor people have computers to listen to this, but like, go to the fucking polls, vote, people, exert, like, people have died for your right to vote. Mm-hmm. Vote. Come on.
I agree.
If there was an ideal form of torture that could happen to Gordon Campbell, what would it be?
He should have to watch that fucking commercial over and over again for the rest of eternity.
I'm not a sadist. I don't want pain. But I think there is a certain justice to watching your own, and then maybe juxtapositioned with images of people starving and who have no housing.
No, they should not feed him while he has to watch that commercial.
Then he understands
and
that the house waste
him,
money
and
does.
He should have to watch it in the downtown east side. There.
There you go.
Bitch.
Done.
I think they should award him a salary for the next 5 years of $30,000 a year.
Welcome to the rest of us, asshole.
That is his torture.
Try to get drunk on that. We're doing a pretty good job.
Try to get drunk on that.
That's a good one. I'm drunkenly slapping people.
We're drunkenly slapping each other now. I'm slurring. That's bad.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I've been there before.
All right. The next segment I want to do is... an old and goody. I want to know, because I really like this segment. I want to know what Marco would do if he had a gay wand.
Ooh, I do love this one.
What is that you're waving? Is it a gay wand? What are you, a gay witch? Don't make me gay.
I do have a gay wand. It's in my pants.
All gay men reply this way. I'm sorry, really, notice a running scenario here.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I apologize for being a typical gay man.
I like my wand.
So what does the wand do?
So in this segment, I grant you a gay wand. The gay wand
turns one person gay.
Can turn a person gay. The gay wand can turn a location gay. The gay wand can make an object more gay. Or it can reverse the gayness of a person, place, or object.
Mm-hmm. It can take the gay away.
It can take it away or
that's
make it a little less
wand.
Gay.
That's a whole lot of information.
You got six options here. You can gay up three things,
six
or you
them?
Can gay down three things. Well, you pick your favorite. What's going
to
be the most entertaining for our audience?
I would like to make Broadway theater less gay.
Interesting. As a lesbian who loves musicals, tell me more.
Well, I just think that it doesn't need to be so gay.
Straight people should enjoy theater. Yeah,
you know, I really do believe that. Like, just musical theater can get a bit gay. Like, can get a bit gay. Like, I don't know, breaking out into song is a bit gay. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean, people.
Oh, no,
okay,
I don't.
Hear me out.
Come on, no.
Marco, she's lesbian. She doesn't understand. You gotta break it down.
Break it down.
She, I don't understand. Okay. If you, girls got it so easy. If you're a straight man, you can't go to Cats and feel good about it.
Well, nobody should go to Cats and feel good about
that's
it, really.
True. That
sorry.
Is true.
It's time to retire the leg warmers. Time
let's put
to
those
retire.
Cats to sleep.
Put the cat. Let's euthanize the cats. Memories should really be what it's all about. Memories of the fucking show. Because really, basically, the green eyes, off the top, you know what I'm talking about if you see the show, is the only thing worth watching, and that's about the first 3 minutes, and then it's time to leave. Because nobody cares about Mr. Mistopheles, or nobody cares about your fucking
leg warmers. I must admit, this is really gay.
Although I really like the name Mistopheles.
Mistopheles is
that's
great.
That's the cutest cat name.
But really, do we need to be any gayer than that? Like, leg warmers and fucking face paint. Come on. Andrew, you know what? Maybe I need to take it back. Andrew Lloyd Webber needs to be less gay. That's where the wand goes. What? It's not musical theater in general. It's just Andrew Lloyd Webber.
You're going to take your gay wand and molest...
I'm not going to touch Andrew Lloyd Webber with my gay wand.
No, you do. You are.
But with the gay wand,
oh,
I will.
Oh, right. Okay.
P.S. We have a lesbian in our vicinity that does not like cats one bit.
Allergic, and I hate the fuckers. Why is every kind of lesbian going to have a fucking cat? Piss me off.
For somebody who likes pussy so much, you should like cats too.
Shut up. You're not allergic. Close to my airway.
You know, I came up with this segment because I think it would be quite marvelous if I could just turn anyone gay. And
he hasn't said JTT yet, so he's not too self-involved.
And what our listeners don't know is that I have a long-standing crush on JTT. If you don't know who JTT is, you're not born in 1981.
Is that true?
JTT was the boy on all the Teen Beat magazines when I was a teenager. He was the middle child in the Home Improvement segment.
Teen Bob.
He was my first gay crush, and I still have a major crush on this boy. And I just really, really freaking want him to be gay. And he says he's not gay, and he's so gay. And there's been rumors about him constantly, and he denies them. And I really feel bad if he's not, and people are rumoring this about him, and he's not. But I really want him to be gay. I want him to be my husband so bad. If I had a gay wand, I would immediately use it on JTT.
I would do the same thing on Taylor Lautner.
Oh, Taylor Lautner's so freaking hot.
Wait, he's like 15 years old.
He's not. No, he's not anymore. I need to know these things because I teach children, and so the day he turned 18 was a revolution.
Like,
because I could now lust over him legally.
Excellent.
I'm so glad you said Taylor Lautner because I think he's so hot.
Oh my god, come on, really?
I watched, okay, someone was talking about the SNL that he hosted for so long, and I finally, Dinah got Netflix, and so I found SNL season whatever, and Taylor Lautner's one of the episodes. I looked him up. You know what his hosting episode? Holy freaking crap. That kid can do, like, some crazy moves. He flipped in the air and, like, head-kicked this mannequin. Watch that episode. That...
Unless my penis is inside him when he does that, I don't care.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Taylor, if you're not gay.
Wow,
Tyler, Taylor, whatever the fuck your name is. Shut the fuck up and sleep with me.
I want to bring Taylor Lautner home, get him his underwear, and say, do that thing where you stand on one hand and hold your legs above your head.
Exactly.
Because that is amazing.
Oh, but you're thinking of I'm thinking of something else.
And then we'll have sex. Whereas Marcos is getting right to the shebangy bang.
Dan, is there anything you want a gay wand? This is your chance to be a gay witch.
I know, and I'm such a gay witch. Except I'm not, because I eat meat. Eat it, vegetarians.
What? You have to be a vegetarian to be a gay witch?
I would think. They're all Wiccans, you know.
Oh, that kind of gay witch. I was thinking...
That is exactly what we mean. I don't know where Dinah's going, but we're talking about the kind with the, like, hook nose and wart and, like, Harry Potter styles.
Fly it around.
Yeah.
Kittredge Match.
They have warts and gray faces. Green
well,
faces.
What are those? Harry Potter Smiles or Hook
Harry
Nose?
Harry Potter Smiles.
How about Bewitched?
Harry Potter Smiles.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Was she a witch? Oh, she was.
One of my favorite witch movies is Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler.
Well, that's the worst one.
I was trying to come up with that today. That's
right?
Fantastic.
That's
Thank
such
you
a good
for
movie.
That. Hocus Pocus, Bette Midler. Bette Midler, I love you wherever you are in the gay bathhouses.
I put a spell on you. And now you're mine.
That's a very old song.
Isn't Sarah Jessica Parker in that too?
Yes,
she's one of the witches.
Awkward.
Yes, she was.
It's because
Sarah Jessica
nose.
Parker looks like a man.
Yes, she does.
She's a tranny.
She really is. A tranny, isn't
she's a beautiful tranny.
God love you for being a tranny. Which, does that make Matthew Broderick gay?
A little bit.
Matthew Broderick's a little queer.
I always suspected. I don't have a problem with it. I'm okay. I'm opening and welcoming of the relationship.
Thank goodness. We need something that differs from the norm. Dinah,
I think she's fashionable.
Dinah, is there anyone you want to gay wand? It's okay if you don't this week.
I can't think of anybody. I must admit, I have nothing.
Okay. Okay, well, in episode 2, we invented a new gay word. We invented faggle.
It was beautiful.
We defined it as friend of the gays.
Okay. Huzzah!
I thought we could come up with some more gay words.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked up gay words on the internet, and there are so freaking many. I mean, we got bottom, top, versatile, fag hag, drag queen.
I like fruit fly better than fag hag.
FTM, it stands for female transitioning to male. We got a whole lot of freaking gay terms. Why not come up with some new? Let's add some to the dictionary.
Your dictionary have words like poontang. What good's a dictionary if it ain't got gay slang?
So we got faggle. What we're gonna do is I've prepared three hats for three people. One hat contains nouns, the other contains gay related words, the other contains adjectives.
Love that.
We're gonna draw one from each and create a three-word thing and come up with what it could possibly mean.
I think that's fantastic.
Wow, that took planning.
So,
that's how you're the host, baby.
All right. So, we're each going to pick a thing from the hat. We got these papers. Hear them? We're going to pick something randomly from the hat and Marco will read his, I'll read mine, Dinah will read hers, and it will create a phrase, and then we're going to come up with a definition.
I like this idea.
Okay, ready? Marco, you got yours?
No.
I do.
Okay, I got mine. Dinah, you got yours?
I got mine.
We're not allowed to look and choose. Okay, ready?
Go, Marco.
Chalky.
Lesby.
Flutter.
Chalky lesby flutter.
Oh my gosh.
We got to define a chalky lesby flutter. That's when...
Paste tuna? Oh, no. I thought you wanted a word.
I'm not so sure.
No.
Explain.
Come on. Paste tuna would be good for that, though.
We have to explain what a chalky lesby flutter is. Now, I think a chalky lesby flutter is when a lesbian has not moisturized her vag for a good 3 months at least. It's quite dry. And she has a queef.
That's just provocative.
As all lesbians, I'm offended on our behalf, because that's bullshit.
No, well, I mean, I'm not saying all lesbians have that, but if that were to happen, you would call it a chalky lesbian flutter.
Somebody who has an orgasm masturbating to Nicole Kidman.
Interesting.
Oh. Chalky lesbian flutter is when someone
come on, back me up.
Wow.
Chalky lesbian flutter. Because she's chalky.
She's so pasty.
She's chalky.
All right, I got...
And she's fluttering her lips
well,
to
but
the
that's
pasty
the thing.
Lady.
Like
you were in mine, Mal. I was going to say... Okay. Wow. I can't compete with those two because those are pretty fabulous.
People, sound in on Facebook, okay? Let us know which one you like better.
Yeah, email us at queereye4, pinkeye at gmail.com and let us know what you think a chalky lesbian flutter is. We'll read it out on episode 5.
Masturbating to Nicole Kidman. Come on.
Okay, well, that gets to change your shit. Okay, I'm forced to change it based on Mr. fucking Marco, who's not even lesbian, stealing my thing. But I'm going to say
I'm
a lesbian
woman
who sees a butterfly and gets off on it, who masturbates, who's like doing fluttery technique on other regions, and gets off on the powder as the moths disintegrate, or the butterflies disintegrate.
Oh, she crumbles the butterfly into her vagina and masturbates on it? That is sick.
No, yeah, that's.
Am I the only one? Please, come on.
You know you'll want to vote for that one. That one over Nicole Kidman.
It's so applicable. Everybody gets into that.
Okay, let's see one more.
Okay,
because yeah, that's fun.
It's fun.
Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Winking.
Drag.
Whale.
Oh.
Joni, for those of you who live in Vancouver, you know what I'm talking about.
I totally,
Joni is a winking drag whale. You know it's all true.
It's true. True dat.
Love you, Joni.
Joni is quite a famous drag queen in Vancouver. She performs around the city.
And she's
not
skinny.
Not the leanest of the drags.
Nor is she the most talented at lip-syncing. Seriously, horrible.
But we love you anyway because you're a staple.
There you go.
And quite
not that
sassy.
Your stomach stapled, but you...
Oh!
I'm going to stop now. I'm going to stop now. Stopping now.
She's paved the way. It's all in good fun, Joni.
We love you.
Can you be a guest one day, Joni?
How about
that? That'd be rad. And awkward.
A winking drag whale is...
It sounds so much worse when you say the two words together.
I know!
But they're so fitting. Oh, Joni, I hope you're not listening to
that. Is a whale that doesn't understand its gender. It approaches other whales of the same sex and has mild mental retardation.
Retardation.
Oh, basically, Joni.
I could not. Oh! I could not say that properly.
Retardation.
Retardation. Apparently, I suffer from winking drag whale syndrome. What I mean is that this whale would affix barnacles to its vagina until it grew long enough to become a penis, and then it would say. Hey, ladies, I'm a man whale. But it'd be winking as it went along because of the mild retardation.
Taxi. Yeah, check please.
The fuck? That's the fucked up shit I've never heard of the Vancouver Aquarium
taxi.
Ever again.
It's a biologist term.
604-681-1111. Taxi. Taxi.
Marine biologists will use that from now on.
I'm sure. Man whaling.
Man whaling. Oh, winking, that sounds dirty.
What is it? Winking.
Winking drag whale. Whale.
Here's how I see it. Okay. I think of it as more like drag queens doing a specific maneuver where it's more of like a Michael Jackson finale where it's like, oh! And they're like grabbing the crotch and they're like hair blowing the wind, fucking like. Hands flung out, like, wailing, winking at the crowd, drag queen whale, fucking, yeah. Wink.
Let's touch down to reality once again, and it's a fat drag queen winking at the audience. It's Joni, suck it up. You know you're wrong.
That's okay? Truest. That's the
truest. You know what? That is precisely every fat drag queen out there. And I don't know
we
why.
We love you. You're so necessary.
We had to go beyond that because it was... A segment, but it really, that's precisely it.
I agree.
Fat drag queens rule the world.
One more, because we're having fun.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hats. Shake the hat. Shake your weird... Oh, I lost flattered.
Wait. It's got to go this way. Trade.
Yes, okay. Of course. Okay.
Celestial.
Queer.
Sour. That's confusing.
A celestial queer sour.
Could it be a sour queer celestial?
Okay.
It's the, I don't think it makes the any difference. Gay patron saint of lemons. That's all I have to say to you.
Done.
What is it? Queer celestial?
A celestial queer sour.
That's a new drink by Celestial Seasonings that has a of both semen and lemon.
Oh, Jesus.
Just saying.
A little cum tea.
A little That's cum all. Tea. Get your morning going.
Oh.
It's a celestial queer sour is when you have your boyfriend eat nothing but lemons for the entire week of Hanukkah.
Mm.
And on the seventh day of Hanukkah, he comes in your mouth and you call that your celestial queer sour.
You win. You win.
I'm not even Jewish.
But your boyfriend should be.
I'm just saying. That was weird.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my boyfriend came in me. Six rotten lemons.
Genius. Marco, you're genius.
I'm trying.
Well, I want to play a game.
Uh-huh. Ooh, this is new. So I'm excited by this.
Sexually excited by this husky voice. Oh, moaning. Marco, accompany me because you have a deep voice. Awesome. Hot. Okay.
So hot.
Excited.
Good.
I've come up with a new segment. This segment is called Famously Gay.
And do you believe I'm famously gay?
Vogue. What I'm going to do for this segment, it's actually a game. I'm going to list things that reference something that is famously gay. Okay. It can be person, place, or thing. Okay. The first person to correctly guess the thing that I'm referencing wins.
Okay.
Now I have three things, which means there will be one winner.
You're going down, bitch.
When I was creating this game, Diana, I was laughing, and Diana looked over her shoulder and saw one of the things. So
I'm gonna beat her.
We're gonna actually do an example, and Marco is gonna be the guesser. This is just gonna introduce our guests.
Love it.
I'm not gonna tell you whether it's a person, place, or thing.
Okay, we get it.
So
Hey! Lesbian, hit it.
Famously gay. Marco is gonna guess the first one. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna give you words and you're gonna guess. Material.
Madonna.
You got it on the first fucking guess.
I'm sorry, I was born in 1974. In 1982, she was my icon.
All I said was material.
Love you, Madge. Love you, Madge. Love you.
Madge.
Listen, can I just list the other tags for this? Because it was cracking me up. Okay, here's my tags. Virgin.
Oh, come on.
Material. Holiday.
Oh, come on.
Gap. Why did I say Gap?
Gap.
She was because Gap she did the fucking... She totally did the Gap ads.
No, I was thinking Gap Tooth.
That too?
Controversial.
You should have said Diastema.
Sean Penn.
Oh, come on. They would take away your gay license if you didn't, like, get that on Material and Virgin.
I agree.
Brontophobia.
What's a brontophobia?
She's scared of thunder.
Is she really?
Yes.
It's okay, Madonna. I'll hold you.
Worst Actress Award times 8.
Stop it.
She got 8.
No, she's truly horrible.
Don't cry for
8.
Me. She was fantastic in Desperately Seeking Susan.
I don't even remember that.
Shut up.
Vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
She's vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
Lesbian witch.
Mm. Oh, shut up.
She played the role of a lesbian witch.
When?
In Four Rooms.
Four Rooms.
Oh, my God, Four Rooms. You're
Thank
right.
You.
I remember that now.
Oh, bitch, don't fuck with me and Madonna.
Okay, so that was an easy one. That was a giveaway. Okay, ready?
I'm not looking.
Okay, so now it's a competition.
Okay.
Whoever says it first.
Yeah.
Take on it.
Ready? Drugs.
Macaulay Culkin.
Is he gay?
No, well, kind of.
Okay.
Requiem for a Dream.
Tube.
Richard Gere.
That's Gerbil.
Remember, person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Drugs. I. Tube.
Square.
I got nothing there.
Clock.
What? Martin
London.
Scorsese?
Marco wins!
London?
London has been listed as the gay capital of the world.
Even more than Sydney, Australia?
What?
And Vancouver, British Columbia?
What?
Absolutely. So I was, square was Trafalgar Square.
I
for the London Eye. Drugs for London Drugs. Clock for Big Ben.
Gotcha.
I also had Crown. Oh, Tube. The London, the transit system referred to as the Tube.
I can see this round to you, Marco.
Does this mean I win?
No. That's the
one
first
nothing.
Round, motherfucker.
1-0.
Okay.
Consider yourself challenged.
Ready.
I'm in this.
Person,
in
place, or thing.
Yeah. Go.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Gay.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Scooby-Doo. No.
Rear Window by Alfred Hitchcock.
What the fuck? Wheelchairs? Thrillers. What?
Red Bull.
Adrenaline thrillers?
Amateur Magician.
Okay. This is gonna be confused. Siegfried and Roy?
Firefly auditioned for.
Oh my god.
But didn't make it.
Shut up!
Sarah Michelle Gellar!
Pretty Prince Jr. I said Jr. Sarah Michelle Gellar!
Pretty Prince Jr. I don't understand what's happening right now.
Rent.
Angel?
Musicals! No, that come from.
Jonathan Larson?
Things I can't make.
Les Miserables.
Musical theater? No.
Blog.
Who has a blog that's all the above? I'm gonna say.
A blog with Rent, Les Miserables. Freddie Prince Jr. You're on crack. Like, what is this?
I know.
Brainiac Teen.
Brainiac Teen.
Alison Hannigan. No. Doogie Howser. Sean Patrick.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh!
Marco Wynn.
Thank you. And you need to watch Dr. Horrible's.
I've seen it already. Oh, shut so your face. Good. I've seen it. It's awesome.
I just want to go over why I said those things. He went to school with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Did he really?
Yes. He played Mark in Rent.
Yes, he did.
His favorite movie is Rear Window by Alfred Hitchcock. He is an amateur magician. Auditioned for Firefly but didn't make it. Favorite drink is Red Bull to the point where he has a lifetime supply. Les Miserables, he performed with Jason Segel on some talk show. I said blog because both Doogie Howser and Dr. Horrible. I thought that's why I left them to the end. I thought you'd get it by that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready? Person, place, or thing. One more.
Okay.
Dinah could tie it up.
Damn right.
What?
And then it will just be a tie.
I knew that one.
I only prepared three. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I'm a little pissed by this.
It's fun. Okay, ready?
I'm going to shut you out, bitch.
Dish.
Plate!
Soap dish! Whoopi Goldberg! Jeff Goldblum! The dude with the weird voice! Bobcat Will Goldkinstein!
Clutter!
I got nothing.
Interference. Contact. Person, place, or thing.
Jodie Foster?
Waves.
Maui.
Person, place, or thing. Sixth Sense.
Helen Joel Osment. Ghost. The Life Beyond. Afterlife. Death. Heaven. Hell.
Electromagnetic.
Ghostbusters!
I've already done person and place.
So this is a thing.
This is a thing.
A gay tractor beam? What?
You have given me another clue.
I don't know.
Gay tractor beam. Could have been on my list.
Star Trek?
Antenna.
What is happening? Antenna wave beam? Star Trek? What is happening?
Signals?
Gaydar!
Marco wins 3-0!
Shut out! Shut out! I'm way gayer than you.
This is not fair.
So Gaydar was Sixth Sense.
Yeah, love it.
Interference, Dish, Waves, Electromagnetic.
Why did you say anything about gayness?
Antenna.
Huh, Joe? Huh?
Was that a fun game?
No, it was frustrating.
Well, because you lost.
Yes, exactly why I find it frustrating.
I loved it.
If I won, I'm sure to love it.
The only advantage you have, Diana, is that you get to practice this every episode.
Good point. Eat it,
so
Marco.
Maybe next time you'll get one right.
I had Neil Patrick motherfucking Doogie Howser.
No, you did. You said Doogie Howser, which gave him the clue.
I didn't know his name. I'm not gay, man.
That, you know what? You do have to. I will say, in Diana's defense,
thank you.
You need to get a bit of a lesbian perspective on that.
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Okay. That's true. Yeah, Madonna's kind of a gay man's thing.
Right. Well, she's a bit of a lesbian too.
True.
I think
Doogie's a bit more of a gay man's perspective.
I didn't want you guys to like think yourself through it. Like, I didn't want you to be like, "Who's the most gay?"
It was
and
a good
so
game,
like
though.
That's why I was like, Ellen. Like, I don't want to pick her, right?
No, it's good.
Too obvious.
All right. I want to do a segment that Marco was quite excited about as he entered our premises.
Mm-hmm.
Our queer lair.
Our fortress of solitude.
Queer.
Our queer. He liked the comeback segment, so I say we do a segment on...
A new comeback.
Comebacks.
So you think you can make fun of me? Well, I don't know what to say. Comebacks.
You're in a group setting, and there's silence taking over because everyone's kind of doing their own thing. And so you decide, I'm going to put some music on. And you put some music on, and somebody says, what kind of music is that?
It's music that assholes react to. That's what you'd say.
Oh! Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's like a loser says what?
Yeah.
Mine is so horrible by comparison. I'm like, It's the music of the future. You should step on train now before you become less behind. It's painfully awkward. His was way better. Okay, I'm just curious because as Mr. Marco is a man who's involved in what we call Hollywood North and here in Vancouver.
What we used to call is Hollywood North. Now is Hollywood meh.
Okay, that sounds apathetic as hell.
Yeah.
But we had a segment called Hollywood's Next.
Okay.
Development. Hollywood's Next Development.
Do you want to do that segment?
What the fuck? We'll give it a go.
Love stories with leprechauns and fetuses. Hollywood's Next Development.
If you saw some next new radically crazy danced trend, but it relates to Hollywood, what would you think you'd be?
I think that it's going to be all about the barfersize. The barfersize. They're, like, bulimia is going to become, like, the newest, hottest thing.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's going to become, like, Kabbalah. It's going to be a spiritual purging.
And I can't all, see out demon no, and calories
you're gonna,
and food.
Instead of wearing red bracelets, you're going to wear gloves with feathers on the ends of it. So they tickles you the back of your throat. And you can just throw up more easily.
Well, I mean, they have, like, P90X, and they have, that's, like, an exercise system where people, like, do 90 days of, like, intensive switch-em-ups workouts. They have, Ultimate Loser. You can buy Jillian Anderson, is that? That's, like, Sorrel's chick. Jillian Cooper, I don't know her name. She's Ultimate Lesbo Hotness, though. And you can buy her DVDs, and she'll work you out like crazy. So, the next workout, I mean, workout is Bulimia a trend size. Here. It's a, no, you said barfasize.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah. That's even better.
Barfasize sounds better.
Yeah.
So barfasize is the next trend. I think it's time we wrap up this podcast.
Wrap it up.
Episode 4, time to wrap it up.
I like that you're referencing all these songs from the 90s. I'll give you a high five for that. Fucking right.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in once again.
Thank you,
downloading, finding us on Facebook or Podomatic or wherever it is you find us, following the link on Facebook.
Thank you.
And if you are finding us on Podomatic, we do have a Facebook page.
What's Podomatic? You,
I don't know.
It's a website that hosts podcasts. If you do find us on Facebook, please find our page and air quote like us.
How could you not?
I want some more likes. I want to spread this thing around. Promote us. Help us out here. Email us at pinkeye@gmail.com. Tell us how you would use your gay wand. Tell us who you would punch in the face.
How would you use a gay wand?
If you have some interesting to say, I'll read it out and I'll let our audience know. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you, Joey.
Oh my God, my pleasure.
Roommate.
Anytime you want to get me drunk, I'm over.
Woohoo!
And hopefully you'll download us, listen in again next week in about a week's time. This has been Queer Eye for the Pink Eye, featuring Marco.
Woo!
See
you
again.
Fuck you, Gordon Campbell.
Good final word.
Shut up!